Our Old Testament reading this morning is from the book of Exodus, chapter 24, verses 12 through 18. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and wait there. I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment which I have written for their instruction." So Moses set out with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up onto the mountain of God. To the elders he had said, "Wait here for us until we come back to you. Look, Aaron and Hur are here with you. Whoever has dispute may go to them." Then Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the Israelites. Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain. Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. And our gospel reading this morning, the story of Christ's transfiguration, is from Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became bright as light. Suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will set up 3 tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up and do not be afraid." And when they raised their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead."
Thank you.
all my kids can stay up front and have a seat. Oh, that was so perfect. That was, yeah, come on, stay on up. That was the perfect segue to my children's sermon. Let's all turn, spin this way so I can sit on the steps. Perfect. We have a little more room up here this week, don't we? Last week we were really tight. Okay, so the line of your song, climbing up the mountain, right? Climbing up the mountain, children. That is perfect because today we're going to talk about, well, climbing a mountain. Have you ever climbed a mountain?
No.
Have you ever been, okay, have you ever been sledding?
Yes.
Okay, you know how you got to climb back up to the top of the hill, which is like the least fun part of sledding? Right. So you know what it feels like to stand at the bottom and look up and think, oh gosh, I got to make it up the mountain, up the hill, right? Okay, so once you get up to the top of the hill or the top of the mountain, what's it like up there? You made it, it's high. Can you see better up there than down on the ground? And there's sometimes that when you're on the top of a mountain, not only are you like, okay, I'm really tired and I don't want to go back down, I think I'm good to stay here for a while, but it also has a beautiful view, right? You can see a lot more. You can see a lot more ground. You can see where you are, and it's a really beautiful view. Well, there are three characters, actually four if we count Jesus, in our story today. From the Gospel of Matthew, and they climb up a mountain. Jesus takes them to the top of the mountain, and while they're up there, they have a really good view. And I'm not talking about a view of the ground below. I'm talking about the experience that they had at the top of a mountain. Have you ever heard of something like a mountaintop experience? That means, like, if you had a mountaintop experience, it means, like, it was a fabulous, fantastic experience that was just blew your mind, right? So they have this mountaintop experience because while they're up there, it's Peter and James and John, they're three of Jesus' disciples, three of his friends, and Jesus. They really learn, they see Jesus for who he really is. They realize, they recognize that Jesus is the Son of God. And it's a really mind-blowing, wonderful experience. Jesus becomes all dazzly, there's lights, think of fireworks, that's kind of what I think of in my mind. It's a wonderful, really cool experience. And so naturally, the disciples are like, all right, well, we might as well set up camp here, right? Why would you ever want to go back down? So I imagine they get their sleeping bags out, right? They set up a tent. You have a sleeping bag?
Yes.
Yeah, you have a sleeping bag? Do you? Well, maybe they brought blankets and a pillow, but I brought my sleeping bag, and they're like, okay, well, we've seen Jesus. We've got a good view up here. Jesus, let's set up a tent. In fact, one of the disciples says, how about I build three tents? They're like, we're never going back down, right? But Jesus is not one who stays on the mountaintop. Jesus likes to hang out on the ground with all of the people, right? Jesus likes to heal people. He likes to visit people who are sick. He likes to, heal people who are really having a hard time. So Jesus urges the disciples, maybe we ought to pack up the sleeping bags because we've got work to do. We've got to head back down the mountain, right? And that's kind of like, I think about church as our mountaintop experience. Every week we get to come to church and we feel really close to God because we've got all of these other people here. We're singing, we're listening to scripture and sermons, and it's pretty easy to feel close to God when you're in the beauty of this place, isn't it? There's pictures all around us in the stained glass. We're singing, we're reading scripture. But we don't bring our sleeping bags to church, do we? We can't all stay here, can we?
No.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine? No, we cannot all stay here because Jesus wants us, he wants us to come to church, but then he wants us to go home and to go to school and to go to the grocery store and to go to all the places that we go to work so that we can share what we learn here. And that's kind of what he did with the disciples as well. He said, we can't set up camp here on the top of the mountain because all the people down there need to know about what happened on the top of the mountain. So Before you bring your pillows and your sleeping bags to church next week, right? I want you to think about, I know, isn't that silly? I want you to think about that Jesus really loves when we come to church to worship, but he also really loves when we leave this place and share what we learned here in our mountaintop experience, right? Okay, so going up the mountain is important. Coming down the mountain is just important, right? All right. Well, let's say a prayer together, and then we will say our Lord's Prayer like we always do. So let's pray. Loving God, we are so grateful for mountaintop experiences, for the view that we get, for the things we experience, for the rest that we have at the top of the mountain. But God, we know that you call us to come down the mountain, to share what we have learned here with all that we meet. So God, be with us as we go to school, as we see friends and families, as our parents go to work, as we do errands and go to the grocery store and do all the things that we do. Help us to do those things, knowing what we've learned in church and at the top of the mountain, so that we can share the good news with everyone. All of these things we pray in Christ's name, the one who taught us to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." All right, thank you all so much. I'm going to go try to shove this back in this little bag, and I hope I don't interrupt Reverend Dale when he's preaching trying to get this back in here. Just kidding. All right, I'll see you later.
two small mountaintop experiences. The first was the children's and family choir, and the second was the anthem that we just heard. If we're going to clap for the kids, we have to clap for the adults too.